Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And as you'll notice, Kim is not with us again today. She is still out sick. Bless her heart.
Gotta take vitamin C this time of year. I double up on it.
Oh, no. I mean, I put vitamin C in everything. My protein drink. I mean, right. I take the pill. Everything.
I ain't getting sick.
No. Well, plus, like, when you get sick, like, that's... I don't do well staying at home and doing nothing for a long period of time.
It's my favorite thing to do. Especially this time of year, I hibernate. Get me out of them covers. No, I'm cold. Just cold out of the covers. I have like a full-size bed, but I have a king-size winter, like thick. Half of it's, one side's like fuzzy. The other side is like flannel, thick old. I get under that and I'm like, nope. The day is done.
Do you have a heated blanket?
I do, but I don't use it. Mm. I have a chihuahua. I mean, she puts out a lot of heat.
That's true.
And plus my blanket, when we're both under the covers, like sometimes I gotta put an arm out.
I have a heated blanket in the winter on my bed, and then I also have one for my, like, on the couch.
Yeah.
When I watch movies and stuff. So I'll have the fireplace going, and I have my heated blanket going, and I was over there, I'm cooking.
Look out that window, yeah, how cold it is.
If I get abducted tonight and they're hungry, I'm going to be awful tasty and toasty.
My hole's preheated.
So I was sitting on the couch with my heated blanket on, and like I said, and this really weird thing happened.
You got electrocuted.
I was watching TV, The Golden Girls, and I have an Apple TV. It was just a device that you hook into your TV. There is this weird emoji character, dude, like this older man emoji guy who shows up in the bottom right-hand corner of my TV. I have never had it happen before. Couldn't figure out why it happened or how to get it to go away. How I ended up doing it was I just kept pushing a lot of buttons and I ended up like turning and unplugging the TV and plugging it back in.
Representative.
Yeah. But I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I took a picture. I'll show it to you because.
So ask Jeeves' spirit.
Yeah. And if you're on Patreon, I will post the picture there so you'll see what I'm talking about. But it was absolutely crazy. Do you see?
Oh, that's Dorothy's born egg.
Yeah, it almost is. It's a man, though.
Oh.
And he has, like, this little...
It's like a monk. Yeah. Like a friar.
But, like, see? It's just...
How weird.
And it, like...
Just watching?
It was slightly moving.
Oh.
It, like, is, like this emoji that's just, like... Everyone's
how was creepy! Adjust.
I know. It was there for a couple hours. I thought, well, maybe it's going to go away.
Weird man in a sweatsuit watching you.
Right. Well, thankfully, there's no, like, camera or something hooked to the TV. So, I was like, well, at least I know it's not like someone who's hacked the TV.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that.
I know. And like I said, I had to unplug the TV to get it to stop.
No, that ain't for me.
So one of my favorite things, like during COVID, was when I had started using Instacart.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of it. But now it's become a little too easy, too simple for me. I don't like my groceries just delivered to my house by a random person.
Right.
I don't like that. And also,
can I see the inside of your car?
Right. And also, they charge you more for food.
Yeah.
So, like, they put an upcharge on it. I don't like that. But one of my favorite things is Walmart's pickup because they don't charge you more. And you can, like, if you order it in the morning, you can pick it up in the evening or you can pick it up the next day. It's so convenient.
I haven't gone inside to, like, just to get a few things here and there, but. If I go grocery shopping, I just get the pickup.
Well, and also, it's so easy because there is this app that I've been using for meals because I've been trying to eat healthy. And it is called, oh my God, I just had it on my tip of my tongue.
Burger King.
It's called Burger King.
Have it your way.
It's called Meal Line.
Oh.
Very convenient. I highly recommend it. They're not sponsoring the show. Gladly to take their money, though.
Yeah.
But you can find any recipe that you would like based on any type of diet you want to do, type of food you're wanting. And they're really good recipes. And then not only does it give you all the recipe, but you can just push it to Walmart.
Ooh.
And it will go through all the ingredients.
Convenient.
And then you can select, yep, I need that item. I need that item. Or no, I have that one. And then you just go pick it up. So that's what I've been doing for all my meals. And it's been so convenient.
And that way you don't forget anything.
Yes. Because like there's nothing worse than doing a recipe and then you're like, well, I do not have this. Why? Like this is not a staple in my kitchen.
Right.
Yeah, but I absolutely swear by it now. I love it. And I love that you can just conveniently push it over to Walmart and then go pick up the groceries the next day. That's how I've been planning my weekly meals. It's so convenient. But a huge pet peeve of mine for Walmart, their little pickup service and Walton's. I hope you're hearing this.
Walton's.
Sometimes when you want something to pick up, they're out of it.
Yeah.
And instead of
substitutions.
Yeah. Oftentimes they will substitute it for things. Sometimes they do not. I was trying to do a recipe for this baked chicken the other day. Josh, guess what they were out of?
Chicken.
Chicken. And guess what they did not give me a substitute for?
Chicken.
Chicken. Guess what I couldn't have for dinner?
For it? Tofu?
Well, no.
Here's some steaks.
They could have given me just different types of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Like the chicken I got was like a non-frozen
breast.
Yeah.
Boneless.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they could have had any type of other chicken that they could have included in that. Like, why would you ever think, oh, I bet they don't need this chicken?
I always go through and make sure my substitutions, because that way if they do substitute it, it's what I want.
See, I need to start doing that because I guess I've been just trust them all willy-nilly.
Well, that's why I didn't, because I'm like, oh, I trust them. And
yeah,
then,
like they'll do their job.
They ain't going above and beyond.
No,
you know,
yeah.
It ain't here. Nope.
And I've canceled an order because they have like they just did not fulfill something. And I'm like, the whole reason why I needed this one order was for that. So now I'm definitely going to have to go to the grocery store.
I can wait for the other.
Right. And if I have to go grocery shopping, I am not going into Walmart. I'm not dealing with all those people. They're crazy.
I go Kroger.
I go into Kroger. It is smaller. It is much easier to deal with.
Well, and it's, you know, I want to go grocery shopping. I don't want to look at.
Yeah. And they arrange the store crazily that you have to walk a mile just to get to the bread or the milk.
I do park down by the lawn and garden because there's less traffic. Because I don't trust people driving in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, no.
They drive like madmen.
Right.
So I park like away from everybody.
So another thing that happened this week is that one of the things I really miss, and when I had it, I hated it because it was so expensive and I thought that I can't wait to do away with this. I miss cable.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is because now you have to have 50 streaming services to watch anything. And it's harder than crap to find what you're trying to find.
Yeah, there's too many options.
Yeah. And I'm like, why have I been watching the Golden Girls on? It's Hulu. But I'll start watching like Ghosts. I can't tell you right now what streaming service Ghosts is on. Every week I have this problem.
You got to find. Oh,
I go through all of them.
Is it Hulu? Is it Netflix?
It might be Paramount.
Yeah.
But I'm and then every one of them cost $5, $10 a month. And I'm just tired of it. I'm like, now I'm spending way much more than I ever spent on cable.
Just give me cable, for Christ's sake.
And then when you have those streaming services, you do not get your local channels.
Yeah.
So I had signed up, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years ago with YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice because you can record things in the cloud. It's unlimited. It's so nice. But the price, like every year, maybe twice a year, they increase it by $10.
Yeah.
When I first bought it, it was like $49, $59. And it's now like $100 a month.
Good God.
I know. And I was like, I did not pay that for cable.
I know.
Well, but I'm getting so tired of it.
That's why I always watch the same things because, you know, I'll make dinner and I'm like, ooh, let me put on something new to watch. And you spend, you know, so long trying to find something, your dinner gets cold and you're like, I'm just going to put on Golden Girls so I can
And that
eat.
Is so true. I feel like I am spending more time trying to find something to watch.
Yeah.
Than I actually watch something.
That's what I miss about cable is, oh.
They have the guide.
Yeah. Let me put it on the History Channel. And, yeah. You know, cable kind of tells you what you're going to watch yeah. sometimes. And it takes away, I don't know, makes it easier. Because, yeah. oh, yeah. I'm interested in this, but I can still get up and,
right.
you know, piddle around the house.
Right. And that's my Golden Girls thing. I will have that just playing if I yeah. have to clean or whatever. It's just something that plays in the background.
So even if I just barely hear it, I still know. I'm like, oh, they're at right. the Rusty Anchor and Blanche is singing on that piano.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's been my experiences for the week. And I
agree
I'm
with
almost,
you.
I'm almost at the point where I'm like, maybe I just want cable back.
Well,
DirecTV, something.
You'd have to retransition back to, it's like switching from iPhone back to Android and be like, how do I
do this? I need to calculate it and like figure out how much I'm spending. I mean,
what would Kim do if you got rid of all her subscriptions?
I know. Well, she uses my YouTube TV too. So she would not be a thrill.
Don't tell her.
Oh, I won't.
She'll text you. YouTube you change TV's, your password?
She would. YouTube TV's not working.
You That's cheap weird. Mofo.
Yeah, I don't think she pays for a single one of her streaming services. She always uses mine, our buddy Dave's, other family and friends.
She's a leech.
Uh-huh. Bless her heart.
Now they're going to come find her.
I know.
They're like Disney. They always get their money.
So, Josh, on Patreon, I asked some of our listeners if they had any weekly annoyances.
Yeah.
And so this is why I specifically asked our VIPs this. And so they shared some of their annoyances from the week. And this is the first time I'm reading them too.
Oh, good.
So Savannah says, my annoyance this week is I have a manager who tries and helps, but they just stand there with his arms next to his waist and stares at you.
Which makes you nervous.
Oh, I know.
More likely to mess up. Right. Watching you.
And he's 6'5".
Oh.
And he, and
I
he,
like him.
And he tries to wedge himself in between you and another associate.
Oh.
Then, when you try and ask him to do something else to get him out of the way or something that he doesn't want to do, he'll say, I don't know how to do that. And then walks off to the office. Yeah, I know. Then walks off to the office and closes and locks the door.
Manager should never. No. First, I don't think professional office doors should have locks on them.
No.
What do you need a door lock for?
No kidding. What are you doing back there?
Open door policy.
Right. MT shares that my annoyance this week was the 10 or so hours of constant fireworks going off on New Year's Eve. It lasted until about 1 o'clock in the morning. Unfortunately, mortar-type fireworks are allowed where I live for New Year's Eve. And on July 4th, we have to medicate our two dogs during fireworks.
Damn.
I guess the funny part is, we were all zombies the next morning, and the dogs from being medicated and the humans from being up so late and not getting enough sleep.
Well, here, I heard a couple fireworks, but we generally hear gunshots into the air around our neck of the woods.
Yeah. Idiots. I have some neighbors on the road that start firing.
Yeehaw! I'm like, those come down.
Well, over the summer, I was out staining my deck, and all of a sudden I heard, and I'm like, what the hell is that noise?
And then I
realized there were some neighbors over there just shooting. I was good God. All right. So Kelsey shares, after the pandemic, I have noticed people driving with zero concern for others.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. One particular thing is when someone is in the wrong lane and they realize it at the very last minute and then cut off a bunch of people to fix their mistake.
That baffles me because I'm like, why don't you just wait? Turn your signal on and wait till you can get it. They'll crash into a car. It's like their brains stop working for a few seconds.
Right.
That's like a lot of car crashes could be avoided if people's brains would just tell them to,
hit the brake.
Right.
Hit, like, you know, it's like those movies where it's slow motion. Like, no. Oh, yeah. That's like real life. Just brake. Don't keep going. Good God.
Right. She continues by saying, accept your mistake and fix it. Don't endanger the lives of other people because you couldn't think ahead. Everyone uses GPS now, so there is literally no excuse for that shit.
Right.
Oh, and when people don't help bag their groceries or put their carts back, these self-centered assholes.
I hate that.
I know.
Especially, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went to like an actual cashier at like a grocery store or something. I always do the self-checkout, but it's always, you know, a tiny little old lady.
Right.
And I ain't gonna make her bag everything. I'm sitting there, you know, I open the bags, make sure they're ready to go. If it's something heavy, I'm like,
and oh, don't here, just you stand there this, for an I'll hour.
Get this. Don't you be lifting that, honey.
Right. So Jennifer shares, people stopping right in front of you in public places, stores, etc., with no regard to the fact that there is anyone behind them.
That enrages
me. Now, that happened to me when I was at Trader Joe's the other day. Someone literally just stopped there. If I got a cart,
bless their heels.
Well, I was with someone else and I just kind of loudly announced, apparently we're just stopping in the middle of the aisle without any care.
Nobody else exists in the world.
And that person like flipped their head around real quick at
me. Looked up.
Yeah, but they realized that I was 10 times their size and they don't have anything to say anymore.
Big pardon, sir.
Yeah. Can Dobby have a sock? Now, Mary shares, when there is an accident or construction going on and the car in front of you lets 575 cars in, let one car in, then take your turn, not all cars.
Don't make me wait.
Yeah. Now, in Australia, I think they do something brilliant. Whenever there is a need to merge like that, they will put this little zipper on a sign and say that this is how you need to merge. Oh, so one car, one car, one car. And then it just keeps everything flowing.
Sad they need a sign for that.
I know. People just aren't Americans cannot merge.
No.
There's no merging. We are going to be passive aggressive.
They get pissed. Yes. You ain't getting in front of me. You should.
Yeah. So Trevor shares, one of my main ones is drivers that pull out in front of you because they cannot wait.
Yes.
They drive slow, which makes you have to slow down.
Especially when there's no one behind
you. I know.
I'm like, you could have waited literally 3 seconds and taken your time to pull out. Nobody's coming. But no, you had to make me brake? I'm getting the knife.
Right. So Jennifer shares, I loathe hearing people chew and smack their mouths. Yes. I can't finish my meal. I'm so grossed out. People need to chew quieter and keep their mouths shut.
It's like eating at the hog farm.
Well, and no one wants to see your chewed up food either.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Even to go further on hers, when you chew gum, keep your damn lips closed. I better not hear that gum smacking. You can blow a couple bubbles here and there, but don't be smacking your gum and your lips.
Right.
Sounds like pigs. Right. I hate it. No, I'm right there with her.
So I have a couple weekly annoyances that I experienced this week that I'll add in as well. One of them, I was using the self-checkout at Meijer. Now, I don't know what it is about these self-checkouts. Sometimes they work great. Sometimes they suck.
Mm-hmm.
This one kept telling me that I did not put my item in the bag.
I'll slam it down in the bag. It's in the bag!
You break it. But it kept doing it. And every time, it would not proceed. So then the employee had to walk over as slow as they could.
They always take their time, too.
Yes, it's the slowest thing. And I'm like, by this point in time, I should have just gone through the manual. I'm like,
you're literally
aisle.
Just standing there. Come
right. And it's so stupid about putting something in a bag. Look, I've scanned it.
Right.
Like, get over it. Take away that little sensor.
I use both my hands a lot when I'm scanning stuff. So I'll like scan something and then go to scan another thing. And then I'll be like, nope, you got to put this in the bag first.
Yeah.
Like, good God, you're messing with my rhythm.
It. Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. Now, another one. This happened to me too. When you are quietly scrolling on your phone, for me, I was waiting for a doctor's appointment in a quiet waiting room.
Someone called.
And I just decided, no, I was on Facebook. And I was on Facebook looking at posts, and I was just scrolling. All of a sudden, a video starts playing on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
In the loudest volume humanly possible. I was mortified. I could have, I almost threw my phone.
Why I don't open Twitter in public. You do not. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's my Bible app.
Yeah. My Bible app.
He's being anointed.
Now, another one is because the Mystery Machine has been in the shop getting fixed because of the accident, I had a rental that was gas. And then, you know, Kim and I went down to Kentucky, so I had to get gas. Well, in one of those incidences, you know, when a gas station is packed, and this is, I like having an EV so I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Gas station packed. You're waiting behind someone for the pump. The person I was waiting behind, I don't know what they were doing in that car, but they were not moving it. They paid at the pump. They got back in the car, and I waited there and waited there. And I'm like, I'm going to honk at you. I don't want to be aggressive, but I'm about to honk. I'm about to flip you off. And I'm like, what are you doing in there? You see that there are people out here waiting. Move the damn car.
Right.
Yeah, I was getting
so aggravated. We all got lives. People are just so blatantly unaware of anything that's not just themselves.
Yeah.
And my brain can't fathom it. I can't even come up with the words. I'm like, what must that existence be like? Cause I like that's where I have anxiety.
Right.
And most of my anxiety is, you know.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probably from our childhood. Oh, I have to make everyone else around me comfortable so they don't go violently off in this outrage or shoot me or you know whatever.
Right. Now, the last one that I have for us today for my weekly annoyance, this is one of my biggest pet peeves that I have learned about. So I've been trying to eat healthy, which means I searched through a lot of recipes.
Yeah.
Who are these stupid people making these recipes where they are...
Their whole life story.
There was this one recipe that I found. And before, 10 miles of writing before I got to the actual recipe, it talked about this person's great aunt who had survived World War I. They only had a left foot and they would eat this food all the time. And I'm thinking, no one cares.
Who gives a rat's ass?
No. So now I have... One of the best things that I have ever found is that some of these recipes have a jump to recipe button.
Yeah.
That is unneeded. Look, people are going to these websites for these recipes and no one cares what you're writing here.
Well, it's because they get paid for and, you know, they're like, oh, well, we don't just want the recipe. Give us a story about what, you know, something to go along with it. So most of them, I feel like, are just bullshit.
That was the only one I have ever read. And it was simply because I'm like, why is all this words?
I don't even hardly get on Pinterest anymore for recipes because each one you're learning their whole life story.
No kidding.
And immigration. I'm like, good God.
So annoyed.
I just wanted to make cornbread.
Right.
I couldn't remember if it was, you know, baking powder or baking soda.
Yeah. My recipe was because of oatmeal. Look. Our grandma put cocaine or something in her oatmeal when she would make it for us when we were little, and it tasted so good. But when I make oatmeal now, it's so mushy and it's flavorless. So I was looking up recipes of things to add into oatmeal.
Some little cinnamon, some brown sugar,
nutmeg is what I've been putting in.
I don't care for nutmeg. I'll put it sometimes in cookies or something, but I don't put a lot of nutmeg in it. It just has a very peppery, but I love cinnamon.
I put cinnamon and I put a little bit of vanilla.
I like craisins and raisins in my oatmeal too. They get nice and soft.
Yeah.
Real good.
No,
she put bacon in her oatmeal.
Yeah, and she never used the instant either.
No.
It was always made on the stovetop.
She'd get the quick oats.
Yeah.
But not the
not the microwave.
The bag.
Yeah.
The mush.
And And it is so different if you do not make it on the stovetop compared to in the microwave when it's that mushy texture.
I do prefer the steel.
It's like eating white glue.
The oatmeal that it takes a little longer, but it's so good. I love oatmeal.
I'm hungry now.
I know. Especially we used to eat a bowl of oatmeal and like four pieces of bread as teenagers. Oh, yes. And we make little oatmeal sandwiches. Yeah.
Now, what did grandma do to cocoa beets?
What do you mean?
Like, have you made cocoa wheat straight out of the box?
Yeah.
It tastes like cardboard. I can't stand it.
Oh.
I think
it tastes the same.
It doesn't taste the same to me. I like it lumpy.
I make mine to where it's
what all do you add to it lump. Besides just
cocoa
water?
Wheats, I just do white sugar, butter, and milk. That's all grandma ever added to cocoa wheats.
Maybe because I did not add any sugar to it.
Ew! It ain't sweet!
But it's called cocoa wheat. I thought it would be a little chocolatey.
Have you ever had cocoa powder?
Now I have. Mixed in some wheat.
Yeah, that's all. It's cocoa powder and some grits.
I tasted it. I was like,
you gotta add some sugar. Ugh, gross.
Well.
Yeah, then it would taste like cardboard. Ugh. Gross. No. Ugh, unsweetened cocoa wheats. You monster.
That's what God, I thought.
God, why'd you call me? You can call me on emergencies.
Well, Josh, because I should have, because you're so non-judgmental. you would have laughed in my face.
What's wrong
for 10
with
minutes.
You? I ain't even no sugar.
What kind of trash can you been living in?
If you were to feed that to me, I'd like just throw it against the wall. What is this trying to poison me? God.
Sugarless.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah.
I've only eaten that like when I've accidentally like thought I put sugar in it. No. Nope. You just eat unsweetened grits. Which that's the only way I eat grits. I know Southerners, they're real big on their savory cheese and grits. And I've had it before, but
I've not tried it.
It's got to have sugar in it for me. Mm. It's a sweet breakfast hot cereal. That's all grits is. I ain't eating it with shrimp in it. Shrimp
and grits. I don't like shrimp anyway. No. I wouldn't put that in there.
Yeah, I'll put no sugar in it. It's cocoa wheats. Good Lord.
So, Josh, what's your mystery for today? Do you have one?
How to make cocoa wheat.
The mystery of cocoa wheats.
You got to be careful, though. I mean, you probably won't, but you can't put too much sugar in it because, oh, Lord. Oh, I've done that before, and I'm like, ugh, like I'm eating melted fudge. It's too sweet.
Now, is there an alternative sugar I could use?
Oh, I mean, any alternative sugar. You can,
see, I'm still sifting through what agave. Alternative sugar I like.
I like Splenda, Stevia, agave nectar isn't bad. I don't hate that in coffee. It does have its own unique flavor, but I didn't mind it.
I like these lava lamps. They're so relaxing.
I know.
I just keep looking at them.
I keep watching that one. I'm like, this one I keep seeing out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, is that a fish tank?
Well, Josh, if we put a fish on there, I'll think it lasts long.
Get a little beta.
Right.
I have had my beta for over 2 years now.
Have you?
I'm so proud of. I've kept a male beta alive for 2 years.
That's cool.
I mean, I've got him in a tank with a filter, and he, you know, he's not just in a bowl of water.
Right.
Well, my mystery today is the mystery of trees. Ooh. I love trees. They're like the dicks of the earth. They come in all shapes and sizes. Some are softer, while others are rock hard. And they shoot up out of the dirt with a thick, robust, veiny wander. I myself enjoy a good redwood, a hardy oak, or even a lovely tulip tree, which is Indiana's state tree.
Mm-hmm.
Trees have the ability to calm me anytime I go for a walk in the woods, and that's been proven scientifically. Numerous studies have been shown that being near trees, or even just looking at them, even pictures of trees, can reduce blood pressure and the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline.
That's pretty cool.
Even the scent of trees, especially certain pine trees like cedar and spruce, and even some oak trees, release a natural oil called phytonicides that act as an anti-inflammatory and strengthen the immune system. Wow. Maybe that's why I don't get sick often, sucking in that good tree air. Well, trees even take care of and communicate with one another as well. As some know, mushrooms are the nervous system of the forest. The little fungi we see pop out of the ground are just a tiny part
of a sometimes miles long network of mycelial veins. They connect everything in a forest together, and trees are some of the most tapped in things in the woods. If, say, for instance, that a tree isn't getting enough water, it'll send signals to the other trees through the mushroom network, and they will send it water through their interconnected system of roots.
That's pretty cool.
That was really interesting. You can even find examples of trees that were cut down and are no more than a stump, but yet they continue to survive by way of the neighboring trees sending it some of their own nutrients. Mm. Even the old saying, knock on wood, comes from the ancient belief in the wood and tree spirits, and that by knocking on wood, which was originally knocking on a tree, you were summoning the protection of those spirits. Witchcraft. So when I say every house has its own spirit, it's actually multiple if you include all the trees that it took to build it. Well, as it turns out, trees are a bit more aware than we might think, and apparently some of them have quite a lot to say.
Mm.
Before I stumbled onto this form of psychic ability, my only communication with plants and trees were when my house plants would get a little droopy or turn a little yellow, sure. Especially the damn peace lily, that thing. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would tell me, oh, my plant needs watered, or it needs sunlight, fertilizer, whatever. You know, those who have house plants, you'll know, you can kind of tell what a tree's feel or a plant's feeling based on the color of its leaves. Well, as it turns out, there are actually psychics who, instead of communicating with the dead, claim they can talk to trees. They say trees, much like people, are all completely different. If you're familiar, which Shane is, with Treebeard from Lord of the Rings, that's actually how some tree whisperers say a lot of very old trees talk. Slowly and with intention and meaning. Remember that nature doesn't like to waste energy. Think of like predators. They're not going to go after prey that they don't think that they can have because mm-hmm. they don't want to waste that energy. Same with trees. So when ancient trees decide to communicate, it is always with a purpose. And while trees can't see, they are aware of everything around them and sense things deeper than humanly possible. Younger trees tend to be more talkative and aware. Think of them as the children of the forest. I saw a video of a tree whisperer who went to a Christmas tree farm and a forest to speak with different evergreens. She said that the trees at the tree farm were actually excited and knew that they would be a part of someone's home and traditions.
Mm.
She compared it to soldiers, standing tall and excited and ready to march in a parade.
That's cool.
And the evergreens in the forest were less than amused at the prospect of being decorated in someone's house. Well, think about when you were a young child. Did you ever have a favorite tree in your yard? One that you might have played under, ran around, or, like me, mixed pokeberry little potions and little crevices in its roots? It might have made you feel safe, happy, and relaxed as you sat under the shade of those leaves every summer. Well, it's possible that that tree was actually communicating with you in some form or way, and our young minds were more susceptible to picking up on it. The trees on your property can even act as guardians against unwanted energies. If you have any near your home, or especially along your driveway, you can ask them to protect your home from negativity and dark spirits. Tree whisperers say that talking to trees is in large part based on our intuition, how our body is communicating with us. If you wish to intuitively speak to trees, whisperers say that you need to set that intention and go to where there are trees, obviously. Then you need to be quiet and have really no goal. Just to feel into the trees and let your heart lead the way. They say that trees want to be the ones to call you in. If you set your intention, They will feel that you are open to communicating and reach out if they have anything to say. Similar to other spirits, you know, if you use a Ouija board, you kind of reach out and wait for something to reply back to you.
Right.
Well, can you guess where the heart of a tree lies? It is where the tree meets the earth, at the base where the tree splits into roots. And if you sit at the base of a tree near the heart, whisperers say you can even feel an energy, almost like a pulse. Trees even have their own unique names that they give themselves. They usually have something that has to go along with their purpose, such as healer, the guardian, keeper of knowledge. And just like how humans have this body as a vessel for our spirits, the indwelling spirit of a tree is no different, only they live a lot longer than we do. People who even believe in multiple lives or reincarnation,
yeah.
People with that belief even believe that there could have been a past life where they were once a tree. I like to think I was a tree, a nice big one. Covered in raccoon shit, probably, my luck.
At least bird shit.
Yeah. I do believe our ancestors had a deeper understanding of the magical, natural world around us. Spirits such as dryads are essentially the spirits of the trees. Perhaps our ancient relatives could actually see and communicate with all trees before we lost the ability, thanks to turning away from the forest and towards modern civilization. I did find it a little bit of a coincidence when I was researching that when we actually began leaving the forests and, you know, communicating with tree spirits and moved to the villages, that's when the tales and legends about dark forest spirits began to really kind of come around. So could it be that some of those trees that we befriended for so long weren't so happy about losing their close friends to shit-covered streets? So the next time you're in a forest, take a pause, sit in a quiet spot near some trees, and try setting your intention to communicate with them. The moment that you set your intention, whisperers say that your energetic chemistry changes and the trees can pick up on it. And they'll even, based on your frequency, the right tree will pick up on that. So, you know, not every tree is going to be reaching out to you, but based on the frequency that you're giving off, if one does that matches it, that'll be your best chance of communication.
Sure.
Trees have told whisperers wonderful stories about their long lives, the history of the area they grew in, and insights about other spirits that dwell among the trees. Yes, gnomes and fairies. Well, when trees die, like any living thing, trees say that some of them actually enjoy the slow process of dying, as it's something new for them to experience. The lives of trees can be very routine and extremely long, and the thought of something new excites them. Trees say that they can return to the consciousness of the soil through their roots, or they can leave through the crown and venture off into other realms once they die. Others can even join another tree and live together as one. So some trees can have multiple spirits within them. And trees have even told whisperers that if they are going to be cut down, to let them be aware at least 2 to 3 days beforehand so they can prepare a plan in which route they wish to take. Pun intended. Well, it appears that trees have a lot to say, and all it takes to hear from them is a little bit of intuition and intention and setting your intention. And join us on Unmasked for a little bit more about the mystery of trees and learn about the largest organism to ever exist on Earth and some of the oldest trees still alive whose locations remain a heavily guarded secret. Back when it was public knowledge, they'd get cut down.
Right.
That's what I'm like.
Or destroyed.
Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with people?
I know.
Here, this thing's lived for 5,000 years. Let's go burn it.
Right.
Get a hobby.
No kidding.
God. Well, my bless your heart this week is a little less specific. It goes to whoever needs to hear it. Life is hard, and it goes by very quickly. Don't beat yourself up over things you can't control or change, and give yourself grace. Some days it seems like the whole world is against you, so don't be against yourself as well. What is meant for you will happen, and what isn't will find its way out. Don't let yourself be worried about the judgments of others, and find what makes your heart shine in this very often dim world. It's never too late for a fresh start. And as always, bless your heart.
Oh, that was cute. I do like that. I always have to remind myself to give myself grace because sometimes I'll mess up something. And
yeah, we're always our harshest critic and biggest judge.
Yeah. So I always have to remind myself, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace.
Right. I'm only human. I don't have to be perfect.
Right.
It's not even to be perfect isn't an attainable goal. So even think that is, madness.
Right.
Well, follow us on Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked and insights into our personal lives. There you'll gain access to direct messaging, cooking videos, and occasional Patreon exclusive live events featuring games, mysteries, and prizes. And we're going to be making Kim into a woman with six more patrons.
Yes.
You can find us under username at It's Mystery Inc. And don't miss our website at itsmysteryinc.com, where you can buy any of our merchandise. We have coffee cups, tumblers, shirts, Amazonite necklaces, tiny little crystal dicks, and all kinds of stuff. Pins. We'll send you a pin. They're good pins, too. I have one at home. I wrote with nice it the grips. Other day. I was like, ooh, this is nice. Uh-huh. And don't forget to send us a postcard, too, at P.O. Box 690 in Wabash, Indiana, 46992. And you have anything else for us?
That's everything.
Well, we'll talk at you later.
Yeah, we'll see you on Unmasked.
Bye. Bye.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.